Flight Control, Port of Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Bob. Net's held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th. That would be this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Cobbler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find an net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. The name is Joe.
Kilo 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. Joe, how are you doing this evening? Glad to have you check in with us.
Very good. Just made it through the monsoons and we're settling in there with a cup of tea there for the night.
Well, Roger. Glad you made it safe. And yeah, it seems like that rainfall was widespread. We got pasted with it here in Otter Lake for a bit too. So yeah, it didn't look like it was going to let up for a while. Well, I hope your evening goes well. And you have a good day tomorrow.
We will work at it and make the most of it, dear. KC2FMK will be on the side.
All right, Joe, you have a good evening. This is N5AOW looking for additional battery-powered portable or mobile station. I think I'm going to have to tie a string to my voice. Almost lost it there for a little bit. Are there any Aircolink stations that would like to check in? I'll bet they're all watching the football game. Okay. This is N5AOW, net control for Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Hey, we've got two. KC2WI, Pete, and 2PFM, George. George, what's going on this evening?
Well, good evening, Bob, Pete, and everybody else who might be on the net. Got a temperature of 46 degrees. Temperature range today was 46 to 56. And we did have a few periods there of rain today, definitely. One last one this evening was quite hot, for sure. So nothing much else going on. Thank God, less than 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George. Well, yeah, I think that rain pretty much, pardon me, took over the day today. I know it was pretty good for a while until probably 10:30 here and maybe 11 o'clock. And it started to come down, then it got nasty with the wind. So, with that, we'll go to Pete, see what Pete's got going on. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI. I really didn't notice, you know, it rained, but I was just so busy today, and of course it wasn't warm enough to really have windows open and things like that. I was just about for a little walk over to the I guess they cut off the park, the fireman's field there, where they used to do the field days, and there's a ball field. And I made a loop around there and back to the house, figuring, it's going to rain, I want to get in at least a little walk. And actually, it really kind of got nicer, but, and I was saying, well, okay, I'm going to walk over to the post office, and as soon as I get, I don't know, whatever it was done, and of course, I went out, I had my shoes on, you know, and whatever, and just about as I was doing that, I looked up and I saw little drips off the roof, and I looked out and I said, I'll do it later maybe, and I never did get out, but I was waiting for FedEx to show up with a delivery of two really nice Asus 24-inch monitors for a customer that would complete the order, and I wasn't sure. Sometimes they really are fussy about leaving things, you know, without signatures and whatever. Although this guy, I think, was ready to leave them. I tried to indicate, just leave it, you know. He didn't show up till fairly late. So I never got to the post office, and I got to go tomorrow because on these monitors I got a little rebate. But you know, they're playing this game now. I know the game. The game is that they figure half the people won't bother. You know, they'll wait. It'll be too late. They'll lose a receipt, something. So you know, you cut out the UPC codes, the serial number and UPC label. You take a copy of your, you know, make your original receipt, you fill in this rebate form, and you send the whole thing in within, you know, X number of days. And then, and you do this, and you apply for the rebate, you know, print out the form online. And when you apply for the rebate, it says, you want to wait 8 to 10 weeks? Or for $4, or a $4 fee, we'll expedite it, you know. So you still don't get the, you know, if you want to get it in a reasonable time, you still don't get the full value of it. And I was thinking as I was doing all this, the amount of money I got on the rebate hardly paid for the time it took me to cut the UPCs out and fill out this, you know, screw around with all that, but it did, you know, like it was worth it. But yeah, sometime after Christmas, you know, January sometime, in the mail I'm going to get basically a debit card. I don't know if it's American Express or there's different ones, you know, and then you got to go out, and of course it's only good for so many, you know, maybe 90 days or something, but it's all a game. Anyway, I was going to buy that model anyway. I settled on that because of the various reviews, but that was a nice...
Oh, that's a good addition. KC2NBU, we got rain. Shut the other one down. N2KKL, Pauline. WE2U, John. KD2AIT. Jeff, we'll start out with you. How you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Hello to everyone else on the net, and I agree, Pete. It's tough to get some of them regulations through, especially since it's been a while since we've had times of need, and maybe that's what it's going to take. You know, a blackout on the East Coast, maybe something like that, and then people will realize that it's kind of important to have a backup system in place. Anyway, not much going on. We've had a run around here a bit today, and we were hoping to spend the whole week up here at camp, but it didn't quite work out. So had to come home for work for a little bit. But it was nice seeing the kitchen come together there. The contractors were all in there today, and got the butcher block installed. Just really came out better than I hoped it would. So that was nice. Anyway, I took a bunch of pictures. I was pretty happy with it. So There's nothing like that bunch of black when you put that first layer of mineral oil on it, and it really brings out all the colors in it, and boy, it looks sharp right now. So well, at least it will until the family gets their hands all over it, and, and you know how that goes. Until the kitchen starts getting used, anyway. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, I'm certainly glad that you had good progress with it, and they got things well underway and taken care of. Well, I'll tell you what, you've had an anxious time of it there for a while, and I'm glad everything turned out even better than what you expected. That's great. Okay, well, you have a good evening, 73, and have an excellent day tomorrow. And we'll move along to John and see what John's got down by Hinkley Lake. I know he's usually got things going on. WA2U, John, how you been?
WA2U. And good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Yeah, my voice is a little strained. Kathy reminded me why, and I'll explain that in a moment. And Jeff had send you-know-who our direction. What a small world. Anyways, congrats on getting a lot of stuff done. And today I went out and covered up some of the firewood, and Kathy and I did, and I discovered I need another whole tarp. But while I was out there covering up the firewood, I heard a couple shots that were so close, rifle shots, and I know the difference between the shotgun and the rifle and the handgun and stuff, so being involved with that. But I immediately went to the back of the house and I said, you guys need to cease and desist, stop firing. And they were real, real close. So anyways, that stopped. Kathy and I walked around. The property's posted. What really scares me is when people go on private property and they're carrying firearms, but they can't read signs. So that's, anyways, so we dealt with a little bit of that started yesterday. And today we dealt with a little bit more of it. So got some of the firewood covered up and got some walking in that we didn't plan on doing. But it all is good. And towers, I remember when I first put our tower up in Clay back in the day, we had to go with the town of Clay Board of Planning and everything, and then all the neighbors were around. And when I was done, I had an antenna up that was 82 feet in the air. And it went through the Labor Day storm, and after we sold the house, the guy that bought the house, also he was interested in the tower, which was a wonderful thing for us. But I'm sure the same neighbors that were resistive to the tower going up at some point, perhaps, were probably, why are you taking that down? Because, you know, when there was a good thunder and lightning storm, everybody else was safe. So they took the tower down and they added on a new deck and things of that nature where it was. But anyways, didn't do a whole lot today. The winds were whipping and I guess the antenna stayed up, and we're just sitting around listening to some music. So did some writing. Pete, I hope all is well. You may have a quick comment if you received anything.
T2YXN, Kathy, how you doing? I hope you're staying warm and dry.
KC2YXM, yes to both. And Ray, I hope you feel better. Yeah, but chin up, everyone. Next week is supposed to be beautiful. So we lucked out, though, this week. We had some really good days up here. I thought we were going to have some rain, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, but it was very, very good. We had nice weather this morning, and then the rain moved in, so that was okay. We got a little bit of a walk-in. That was good. And I made a bunch of cookies for a garden club bake sale we got at the bank tomorrow. So I made sure I left some over for John, and I'm going to pick up some goodies for him, too. So that's always good. You just kind of bake stuff, and everybody, all the other members buy it all. But thanks for doing the net, Bob. Great to hear everybody in. Everybody have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC2YXM.
All right, very good, Kathy. Yeah, I'm glad you had some decent weather out of that rainy forecast that we had. We had bits and pieces of good weather here too, but it turned dark, cloudy, and rain, and some wind with it different times during the last few days, but that's okay. It basically stayed relatively warm, so it was doable. I'm not unhappy with the weather at all. So, all right, you and John take care. Have a good evening. And I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kathy, Ray, Pauline, then we got John, Jeff, Pete, George, and Joe. Everyone have a super evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 to all, N5AOW clear.
WA2U, KC2WI.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Would it allow traffic? All stations are welcome. Stations, come out please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NDU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I'm being wiped out tonight by the Rochester usual. I think the only call I got was KD2AIT, and I know there were more in there. Well, I'll give it one more try, and then I'll have to see if I've got somebody on the net that can work the repeater. Looking for any additional stations, any that I've missed. With or without traffic, and after the tail drops on your repeater, please.
KC2NDU.
Okay, I'll see if I can get somebody else to do it tonight. Might be a few minutes before I have a station available, but it just keeps coming up constantly, the other repeater. Sorry about that, folks, and thanks for trying to check in the KA2000. Okay, I got you that time, N5AOW. Bob, thanks for checking in. Well, I'll give it one more try here. This time the other repeater dropped like it should, and didn't wipe everything out. So we can try it one more time. Any other stations? I got AIT and AOW. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic? After the tail drops, please.
KC2NBU.
Okay, KC2NBU. Hi, Ray. Thank you for checking in. So I thank the three of you, and I guess there's no need to stand by. I don't think probably we got everybody. So anyways, thanks again. 73. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.